What was that?
What was that? What happened?
Giggles. No, just something on your end sounded like it went really loud, bang, just as we started. Okay.
Put my teacup.
Okay, that could be it.
I won't put it there again.
No. Oh.
Not there either?
No, somewhere quiet.
I just won't put it down.
Yeah,
sorry.
Just keep drinking. Okay. Good night, everybody. No, good evening, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
And good evening, everybody. That's what I'm going for. Good evening, everyone. This is Doofus Podcast.
Good evening, everybody.
For 2008, October 7th. There we go.
It's a 2008 podcast.
October 7th. Except it won't be. Yeah, it will be by the time it goes up, because it's tomorrow for me, but yesterday for you.
You want to start again? No, let's keep on with it. Hi, I'm Darren. Welcome to Doofus. How you doing?
I'm fine. We're re-recording this podcast because the last one was shockingly bad, and we haven't got off to a very good start.
Well, this is what Alex does. I was having fun, but Alex texted me via his email and all sorts of technology to tell me that he thought it was rubbish. So we're doing a slightly different tack.
Well, it's not just that it was rubbish. It's also that we don't have time to get the one we were doing back on track. Which is
quite ambitious, weren't we?
We were, and it was about shoot 'em ups, and I think we're going to reel that in for the next time we try it, but we're not doing that today.
Did just talk about Star Control?
We did just talk about Star Control for a long time.
I think the problem was that shoot 'em ups are a purely one player experience generally, and in that way we were kind of, I don't know, it was like talking about people only we knew to each other.
Yes.
We didn't actually have any crossover. So we were just listing games, explaining games that we'd never heard to each other.
It did turn into that. But we'll come back to that with perhaps a bit more focus and just think of a couple of games that we have a bit more kind of...
I think I'm going to get fired. I think this is my first warning.
Definitely touching on Star Control when we do that, though. But today, we're not going to be doing that.
No, we've got a slightly different show planned, haven't we?
We do. Because, well, this week there was a Nintendo press conference and a lot of big announcements from them. Well, fair enough.
Yeah,
announcements from them.
New technology,
and that's going to be kicking off against the PlayStation PSP new technology, which is coming at a similar time in Japan, at least. And it's also going to be the TGS podcast, because I'm going there at the end of the week. I finally got my ticket.
So yes,
Tokyo Game Show this time next week. Well, before this time next week, you'll be calling me on the show floor, hopefully, if we can sort that out.
Of course I will. So this is kind of like, you know, when you're about to go on holiday and perhaps you let work slide a little bit. You kind of get in that, I'll leave it till I get back. Yeah. And perhaps you stop drinking a little bit too much because you're about to go on holiday, eating a bit too much, staying up late. You're just excited. So I'd like everyone to have that feeling in mind with this podcast, because it's just exciting. Alex is going to go to Tokyo. I'm going to call him there. He's going to have a crew. He's going to meet Garnet Lee.
Maybe. If I run into
Garnet Lee, they're going to have an arm wrestle.
I'm either going to run into Garnet Lee or have a spare bottle of whiskey to drink on the bus on the way back. I win either way, really.
Yeah, I want to do quite a lot of calling you throughout the day. And also in the evening, we're also going to document Alex's time in Tokyo. Okay. As a kind of five or goes west, but in a kind of Ginger Man Goes East type way from Japan. See how he's getting on. See if he's been raped on the streets and left for dead, or if he's actually drinking it up in an Irish pub. But I think it's going to be really fun, isn't it?
I'm not going there again.
The injuries you sustained, we won't share that with the general public. But there was trouble when we get you out in Tokyo.
There is, and I will be out in Tokyo again that night, which I'm looking forward to.
It's 4-0.
I've got that horrible sleepover bus there and back as well, so that'll be nice for me.
Can we call you on the bus, or will that disturb some sleeping Japanese people?
Yes and yes.
Brits abroad!
Yeah, I'm living here now. I'm a bit confusing. Anyway, yeah. So today we're going to be talking about TGS and the Nintendo press conference, primarily.
Teeks.
Yeah, so I guess we should start with the things that have happened. The Nintendo press conference was, I think, last Wednesday. I'm going to have to check that now. Yes, it was Wednesday. And they announced, well, most excitingly, I suppose, the DSi.
The DSi!
Yes.
Which I read comes out in Japan, which is where Alex is, next month.
It is, yes. I think November.
But do you know that us Westerners are going to have to wait till springtime?
Yes. You guys, well, America's going to have to wait even longer, it looks like. There's no.
Is that right? It seems quite strange. It seems like a Christmas announcement, but then, but really not.
Well, I don't. I think Japan is more ready to take this on. And plus.
In terms of the mobile internet technology and the network that's set up?
Half of that, yes, but also. Also, unlike everywhere else, DS is starting to slow down here because PESP is becoming a little bit more popular because of Monster Hunter 2. Monster Hunter is incredibly popular out here, and it's really just starting to build up a little bit of momentum again.
And is this an RPG, Alex?
Kind of, yes. It's like Pokemon, but really kind of... Well, no, not that's absolutely incorrect. You go around and you hunt monsters in a kind of grinding, leveling up RPG way, but it's a bit more action. It's an action RPG.
Okay. The men in long leather trench coats I see playing PSP on the tube in London probably won't be interested in that.
They could
it's a very certain type of audience over here, PSP users, I find.
Well, it is similar to... If you imagine it's a bit like Grand Theft Auto, but you're hunting huge monsters rather than killing gangs.
Oh, that sounds good, actually.
But you're killing them with swords.
Just nerd-friendly is what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't think nerds buy PSPs in certainly in Britain. Okay. It's the kind of Matrix-loving, sort of jauntily shaved hair, diesel wear, sweatshirt wearing... technical trainers with lots of colours on.
See how out of touch I am.
Yeah, they're slightly uncool people with too much disposable income. Yeah.
Well,
it's got a bit of a bad rep, basically.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that's a worry.
People who might drink WKD.
Not Andrew WKD.
And read Nuts magazine. I've got PSPs. Are you getting a kind of demographic here?
I'm getting my image. Okay, right.
Yeah.
It's not like that here. It's mostly young men who want to hunt monsters and dragons.
Okay.
Break that down. But the PSP 3000 comes out next week, which is just an upgrade.
PSP 3000?
Well, it's just another serial number, like product number. It's still the PSP.
Sure, okay. So are we talking extra hard drive space here?
It will execute directly from the flash from the start, the flash memory. It's not actually a hard drive, it's just a Sony flash card, but it comes standard with a 4GB card.
So it's set up for downloads, as with the DSi.
Yep, it's set up to join the PlayStation Network.
Yep.
And I think it's sounding like they're moving towards just digitally distributing for it, with the possibility of maybe the next PSP, when they do it again, just getting rid of the disk drive altogether and being purely...
Okay.
A download from PSN Network.
Much in the way that Steve Jobs shocked everybody with his sandwich toaster style MacBook Air.
Indeed.
Pushing us into the download
market. Well, I think
discs are dead.
That's what we're all moving towards. They're both moving towards.
Yeah.
And certainly.
You bought a Blu-ray recorder, then you'd be laughing on the other side of your face.
Yeah,
because formats are dead. It's all about downloads.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Microsoft's been banking on for a long time now, I think. But we'll see how.
I think it's going to pay off. I think they might be right.
Mm-hmm. But the reason I think they're releasing in Japan first, the DSi, and specifically when they're releasing it, it's a month after the PSP 3000's released.
Okay.
They'd already lost a little bit of momentum just because the Monster Hunter came out, and you know, everybody and their grandma owns a DS in Japan. So as sales started to kind of peter out a little bit, I think they've literally turned around and said, right, well, we'll just release the DSi, we'll put all of the stock that we can produce into Japan, because the DS Lite is still going to sell in Europe and America through the Christmas period. They haven't got the same competition from they've still got the PS3000, but they haven't got the same competition from the Monster Hunter and the momentum that has.
No, there's not a sense that the market moves as quickly in the West, I don't think. And I'd say that the releases that do lead the market tend to be the GTAs, and Nintendo just got a real kind of nose ahead with a lot of the games that are Christmas friendly, if you like, over here. Also GTA is coming out on the DS for Christmas, so you're right, I don't think they've got much to worry about over here.
I haven't seen the picture of this, but I know they're out there, and apparently it looks like Syndicate. Have you seen them?
I have seen the pictures. It looks really exciting. It's kind of I think it was described as 2.5D, so it's kind of above and slightly behind viewpoint.
Isometric?
No, not quite, actually. No, not quite. Imagine you're being chased by a mad film director on a crane camera.
Oh, that sounds like most evenings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Steven Spielberg, hates you, doesn't he? Yeah. You had to move to Japan to get away from him. No, well, basically, it's top-down, but with the advantage of the slight edge back into 3D to allow you to, say, shoot over crates or to jump over items. So it's got all the benefits of the top-down, but with a slight angle, so you just got a little bit more freedom in the environment. And the graphic style is 3D with a little bit of a kind of toon shading edge to it, which gives you a nice kind of reference to a lot of the cartoon caricatures they use on the packaging, which we all kind of know quite well. So it leans more towards that than the realistic 3D of the PlayStation version and the Xbox version. It looks fantastic.
More exciting than I was expecting from what I heard.
Me too, yeah. I was excited anyway because I knew they'd get it right, but I've seen it, it looks great, and there's tattoo kind of
mini games.
Mini games and hot wiring cars. And no boy, oh boy.
Excellent.
Well, where do I start?
I've got to try and go and book two of these PSIs, because they're DSIs, rather, not PSIs, because they're going to sell, like, the proverbial hotcakes.
Yeah.
Which is something I've been
wondering. Do they come in an exciting new colour?
I've only seen a white one.
That's pretty exciting. That's the colour I go for.
But more things on the DSI. I mean, we've discussed that they're going to have hard drive in there.
So they've got extra memory and they're pushing you towards this download
You keep saying
lifestyle.
Extra. You keep saying extra. They will have some memory for the first time in there.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But no GBA slot?
No GBA port, no. They're getting rid of that in favour of the flash drive. And I suppose it makes sense because you'll be able to download those games onto the hard drive, probably, any you want. And it sounds like they've got four price points they were talking about, and it was free. I think it was $4, $6, or $8 in America for different levels of content. So that's if the price holds for the UK, and I think it does because it's the digital distribution generally is standard across the board. That would put it at £2, £3, or £4, or free.
Right.
Which seems very reasonable for the majority of DS game, Game Boy Advance games you might want to download.
Yes,
if that's actually an option.
And do we now have access to Virtual Console content?
I suspect they will. Wii points are going to become Nintendo
points, and then they're going to become Zimbabwe dollars.
Which I suspect is, I don't suspect, it is definitely a move to being able to download digitally to the DSi. Now, whether that will be the Virtual Console games as they stand, or you'll have to go to a different part of the store, I don't know. I don't know if it's announced.
It would be so exciting. I mean, it kind of makes sense. It makes more sense than playing Virtual Console games on the Wii for me to be playing them on the DS.
They look beautiful. I'm sure they look beautiful.
When you were explaining to me, which won't get broadcast, it was in the Lost podcast, about playing 16-bit games on a plasma screen TV, and about how very wrong it is, about how it would make baby Jesus cry.
And does frequently, I believe. It will be interesting to see if they go the route of allowing me to play the SNES games I already have on my Wii.
Just you personally?
Well, anyone.
They're very, very concerned about this. The ones you already own.
Well, for example, I've got Cybernator on my Wii. Now, will the DRM allow me to have it on two systems? Or will I have to
probably
buy
not.
Cybernator again?
Probably not. They don't want that. They won't let you. No, they'll be round.
Probably. It, but it would be wonderful if they would just allow just one DS to be bound to one Wii, and for them to share across that, like iPods can be bound to a, well, it's slightly different, I suppose, but iPods can download. What am I trying to say? That you get how many? I don't even know. I haven't got an iPod. Darren, help.
Are you talking about
DRM?
Being able to download music you already have bought?
Yes.
Yeah, they're quite funny about that as well. You can do it, but you have to write to them.
But you're allowed to share it on so many devices, though. That's what I'm trying to say. You have a certain number of, once you've downloaded.
Oh, the DRM of it.
Yeah.
Yes, and then it degrades.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you know that they're removing the DRM?
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of long term, but some record companies have removed DRM, and I think within the next 2 or 3 years it'll be gone. I'm very sceptical about whether that will actually happen with video games as well, though.
I doubt it. They've only just introduced it. I think it's going to take them time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nintendo will never let you have it.
That's probably true.
Yeah. They'll just release a new version of it with DS after it and a new level, and you can be Yoshi instead.
The other two things that they've announced about, I mean, obviously it's got the flash memory, it's smaller, it's losing the GBA card. Also, it's got two cameras built in.
Yeah, there's one on the hinge looking at you mm-hmm. as you open the DS, and then there's one on the outside of the... of the shell,
yeah,
on the top.
3 meg one on the outside and a VGA one on the inside.
Can you tell me what they're for? I take it the one looking at you is for amusing snapshots of your face in Mario Kart type action.
It could be, but there is actually a camera out over here for DS that you can click
on. Oh, okay.
I've heard the 1UP show talking about this, and I'm sure it's been mentioned on other podcasts. They're worried about it dividing the market for DS. Whereas in fact, there is already a camera that goes into the Game Boy Advance slot in Japan for a face.
It looks up at your double chin.
Yes, for a face.
The most unflattering place to have a camera.
Well, it's actually designed for face training, like a yoga for your face game, and it kind of shows your
muscles. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh my god, I've got to look that up. What, so people are gurning on the yeah. subway? And
yeah, you gurn it, and you see your face, and you see what you're meant to be doing on how to tone your face.
It comes with a Nintendo toilet seat, but over your head.
Exactly.
You do it. Brilliant. Okay, but no, this one is in a slightly more sensible place.
In a slightly more sensible place, but it means that they're not technically dividing the market if that camera's already available and there's a game that relies on it, then they can package it in with the game in the future.
I'm sure it makes more sense for it to be integrated. I don't think it will. Although, what is the point of the fabulous 3 meg camera on the case?
Well, if you've got a flash card, then you can just take photos with it.
Okay, so it's just a Nintendo camera.
Well, we're waiting for the DS phone, I guess, next in another 2 years. Nintendo phone.
Hey. Whoa, I'd throw away my stupid iPod, iPhone with it, stupid iPhone games.
Nintendo phone. I've already landed it. Actually, I should go and go and copyright that.
Nintendo phone.
Okay, maybe not.
Yes.
Or the DS iPhone. That's going to be it, isn't it?
The DS iPhone. The two of them come together.
Yeah.
It'll definitely have Monkey Ball on it.
Mm. The other final thing that's coming to the new DS is that it will be have a browser built in, so you'll be able to. If you're near a Wi-Fi network, you'll be able to view the internet directly from your DS.
Finally, porn on my Nintendo.
Well, you could already get the internet browser, but apparently the new one's a lot faster and a lot better and built in and free. So.
And does it look like the internet, or is it like a weird 3G version of the internet?
I don't know.
I don't know.
On the one that's out already. Sorry, on the one that you can buy and plug in. What happens is the top screen, I think, comes up looking like a normal web page, but very small, scaled down, and you can't read a thing. And then the lower screen is
The pop-ups about Viagra.
No, I must have this the wrong way around. The bottom one looks like a normal screen, and then wherever you point, zooms in on the upper screen, and you can drag it around from there.
Hey, that sounds great.
It would be if it wasn't all in Japanese and I didn't know what was going on, and it wasn't.
In principle, it's great, but I can use it.
Well, I can use it, but you've got to be near a Wi-Fi connection, and yeah, it's a bit of a pain. Hopefully, they'll make the interface a bit more user-friendly on the DSi one. So
definitely. Now, you're a video games journalist, Alex. We decided that when I made you some business cards the other week.
Yes.
I can't remember what the other options were, but we settled on that.
Yeah.
Big spunky ginger man. This is a little bit unexpected, and for me at least, with the technological differences with the DSi, it's not a great leap.
No.
I understand that the actual unit itself is a little bit slimmer, which is great. I was hoping for I was hoping for a little bit more of an advancement in terms of the look of the unit. Never been that happy with the way it looks, but this is nitpicking. But
how do you mean?
I was really disappointed. I don't know if this is just me, but I thought Nintendo had a lovely aesthetic with their devices, and the whole Game & Watch look, the way the NES looked, the way the Super Nintendo looked. It really, they had a product design look, which was great.
For and everybody they listening, went we were English, so we had the Japanese looking Super Nintendo, not the horrible purple and grey American one.
Oh yeah, that looked like a strange Hoover, didn't it?
Yeah.
It looked like a George Foreman grill.
Yeah, and we got four different colour buttons as opposed to two different shades of purple on the
which matched the logo, which made sense of the logo.
Yeah.
I don't think they even had that logo. Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, sorry about that. Well, obviously, if you're American, you won't understand what's going on. Do you agree with me? I mean, I thought the Game Boy Micro was the most beautiful thing they'd done.
That was very nice. I don't know.
But they went, basically, what I'm saying is they've gone for the iPod look.
But you've got...
And, you know, the iPod's left that behind now as well, so...
You have little baby hands, Darren.
Little baby hands.
You keep saying it, I'm a big guy, and if they made it... The Micro is beautiful, but it's just too small for me, really, to use comfortably.
Sure, yes. What I do mean is, though, just the kind of... the style of it, you know, it kind of... It had a Nintendo style, the actual shape of it, the materials they used. When I think of the Game & Watch, I think of that kind of marble style material, sort of like the pearlescent stuff they had on the case. And basically, the very first DS, if you remember, had a little bit of a kind of, I'm going to use the word retro, feel to it, in terms of it did look like a Game & Watch. It was kind of a little bit of a joke in that way. And I really wish they kept that look. But I do understand that it's part of its own success to change that look.
Well, I agree.
I was hoping for bigger screens as well.
They are bigger.
Yeah.
Well, slap me silly. Oh, wow. How much bigger? A little bit bigger. I'll shut up then. Right, they're bigger screens. That was what I was getting around to. I don't really mind.
I understand. A little bigger, a little clearer. I mean, just the general kind of standard advancements. They don't want to get away from the DS. Plan like the DS hardware as it is. They just want to upgrade it slightly, in the hope.
All right, I'm getting one then.
Psychos will go and buy one like me. I've already.
So are you going to go and get one? They're not much different.
Yeah, I'll go and get another.
can you get me one?
I would if they let me. Okay. Two. You remember how Robbie had the PSP last time?
Yes, I do. Yeah, smuggling them back.
Yeah, but we had the problem. I would say is that I, as much as I love the old systems, the Super Nintendo especially, I'm in a market here where I see lots of second-hand Super Nintendos and lots of second-hand Super Nintendo controllers. And
do you mean that they've gone slightly yellow?
They go very yellow. And I would much rather have a sleek plastic that does... I mean, even the white Game Boys, the top buttons that do have that kind of slightly matte finish go brown incredibly quickly.
I'm not a fan of the matte. It is just the shape of the unit. They had that slightly curvy Nintendo feel, which they deliberately discarded to start afresh. You know, it coincided with Nintendo not doing that well, and they kind of, you know, wiped the slate clean and came up with a new white box, which is great. But
the DS did pretty well. But yeah, the DS Lite certainly kicked it up a gear. The other things from the Nintendo press conference, like getting away from DSi, which I know you were. Is what you're most interested in, but
I'm excited about that. But yeah, tell me more.
So the Wii is going to get something of a bump to its catalogue very rapidly, in the state of they're going to be releasing GameCube games on it, which sounds stupid because a Wii can play GameCube games as it is, but they're going.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I didn't know what to say to that.
They're going to be retooled. They're picking them quite carefully, I think, and they're going to be retooled.
Okay, so they're cherry picking some hits from the GameCube and reworking them for the Wii.
Reworking the controls to allow you to use Wii controls.
Ah, okay.
Most specifically, I think, is that they're going to be doing Pikmin 1 and 2. Because Pikmin are little flower men, and you had to go around and pull them out of the ground. And now you're going to be able to pull them out of the ground using the Wii remote by aiming and just pulling.
So, well, that sounds perfect. That sounds great.
Yeah. So that's going to bump the catalogue a little bit. And, you know, I suppose it's going to give people access to games that they might otherwise not look at because they're the old GameCube games.
I think there's a lot of people who will buy the Wii who probably weren't even aware of these games. I think there's a big market there. Does that make sense?
I mean, they've already done it with two of the Resident Evil games. They've got Resident Evil 4 and 0 were both re-released on Wii specifics. And honestly, I don't know what they did to the Resident Evil 0, but Resident Evil 4 controls, how they implemented the Wii controls there, were pretty good for aiming and shooting. So I'm hopeful for it. I don't know how interested I'll be in buying them, because I think I own most of the GameCube games that they will be bringing out, and I can't really justify buying them again. But
despite what you said about Wario all that time ago, we're actually big Nintendo fans, aren't we?
Yes.
And so how do you feel about this announcement? Is it addressing the fact that there still are no new Wii games coming out?
Oh, there are. This was the other part of the announcement.
Oh, yes. Brilliant, Link.
Well done. So
what's it going to be?
The biggest, I suppose, initially, is Punch-Out, is the biggest classic that most people...
Oh, know. Really?
Yeah, so they're reworking that.
Brilliant.
I'm a little worried because Wii Boxing...
Because of Wii Fit Boxing?
Wii Boxing, yeah, on the Wii Sports. Wii Sports, there we go.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I was a bit like my mum now got the name wrong. But yes, because that was not their finest hour by any stretch of the imagination, was it? We've talked about that before. It's just like watching some balls bounce around.
So, I'm hoping that it'll be better than that, and certainly if they implement the... I've forgotten the name of the attachment they're bringing out for the Wii remote.
It's that new accelerometer that plugs into the bottom of the Wiimote.
Wii Sensor Plus. Wii Motion Plus. Motion Plus.
Which is also in use with the music game, is that right?
Possibly. I know it's going to be with Wii Sports 2.
Right, okay.
And they are making a Star Wars game, a lightsaber game with it.
Oh dear me, that's exciting. Did you know that there's a lightsaber app for the iPhone? Because it's got an accelerometer in it.
It does not surprise me.
No, it's quite nerdy, but in fact it's like your virginity grows back when you download it, but yeah, it's there.
So you now have one spare.
Yeah, I'm a grown man. I'm going to delete that now.
I was worryingly impressed by it, which
scared me. Did you have a little cold sweat then?
Yeah.
It's embarrassing, yeah. But everyone I know has got an iPhone, it's just, yeah, you've got it, haven't you? You can slack me up. But wow, that's exciting. Yeah. So, and will this be bundled with the Wii Sports 2?
The Wii Motion Plus, yes. Yes, that
will be. Okay.
But how it will work with Punch-Out, maybe only two controllers of Punch-Out if they use it, if that's what they do.
Because the Nunchuck doesn't have any motion sensoriness.
Oh, it has motion sensoriness, but not plus.
No, not plus. It could just be your bad arm.
Yeah, that's true. Haymakers only. That's a possibility. I hadn't thought of that. So I'm a little worried about how that will work out and how the controls will... I'm always scared when they announce something that could be really good with motion controls, because if it isn't, you feel really bad about it.
Yeah, you sound quite worried. Again, we're on Nintendo's side here.
Yeah, well, this is the thing.
Everyone is as well, aren't they? We really want them to work.
I was really disappointed by the Star Fox game on the DS.
Yes, I was disappointed by that. My God, not only did I pay £25 for it in the airport on the way to visit you, Alex.
Yeah.
You to then tell me that it was £5 in the shop around the corner.
Yeah.
That I was so bored with it. in the first hour of the flight that I had to stop playing.
At least you know what was happening. I didn't have that advantage. I mean, you know, I was playing.
It's not interesting. Oh. It's like they took all the good bits, removed them, and then put in a really boring 8-bit strategy game.
Well, the thing is, I had a vision for it when I saw it in the shop, and what I imagined it
to be. Me too. Was, yeah, I really did.
You control it using just the D-pad and the fire button, like you used to control it on the SNES. And I thought with the other one, you could actually, as you were fighting, direct the rest of your troops, because they were your wingmen. I thought you would literally be in command of the strategy as you flew. But they didn't do that, and that upset
me. No, there was nothing like that. Mm-hmm. I was hoping for kind of, you know, zooming lock-on style dual screen stuff, so you could kind of see like a scope view in the bottom screen, and all sorts of radar style, you know, as you say, sort of drawing little paths for your missiles to go on, and your wingmen, you could draw little attack patterns for them.
Yeah.
Are you listening, Nintendo? Are you excited, Alex?
Well, this is the
thing. No, it's really boring.
When all this came out, I just come off my the master's course in interface design, and I had all these wonderful ideas. I was like,
you're sparking ideas.
And then the only thing that's really done something using all of these controls, that was one of the ideas that I thought of, was the International Superstar Soccer on the Wii, which was to direct play using it, but that's going off on a tangent, really.
Yes, but you can control, and with FIFA as well, I believe, you can control the another person with the other controller.
Yeah.
Which is great. It's not beyond the realms of understanding or comprehension. It just makes sense. Yeah. It was just lazy. It was some crap turn-based game.
I want to get
25 quid.
I'm going to get off the Star Fox thing very quickly. But
yeah, we're not going to talk about that again.
The only good bit in it was chasing down missiles, because I never liked the dogfight sections, and the whole game was dogfight sections.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, there are a couple of other games announced coming up new. One of them is Sin and Punishment.
Is this Wii Games?
Yes, Wii Games.
Mm-hmm.
Sin and Punishment, which is you might not have heard of, actually.
I don't think I have.
N64 game, and it's Treasure, if you remember Treasure.
Oh, I love them.
Yep. They released it, but it was Japan only, and it actually came out on the WiiWare, or the Virtual Console, not WiiWare, I keep calling it WiiWare, sorry.
Hideously exciting shoot 'em up?
It's from behind your character, you run left and right, shoot, and you just have the one screen, and it auto-scrolls forward when it wants you to, and the rest of the time you're dodging bullets and shooting from over the shoulder camera.
Yes,
and it's a lot of fun. Even on the download one that I've got, the Virtual Console, it's really good. So I'm interested to see what which the Sin and Punishment 2 on the Wii looks like, because obviously you're going to be aiming with the Wii remote. At least, obviously. So, in fact, that was the big problem with having it on the Virtual Console, was that you keep holding the Wii remote up and being like, why can't I just shoot them? And getting a bit annoyed at yourself and the game. For not having
There's something intrinsically exciting about a game from Treasure just alone, isn't there?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be. Their games are always unique, and they're really fun. Gunstar Heroes is my fave. Yeah, exactly. Wow. Oh well, that's fantastic. A Treasure is a Treasure game for Christmas. It's going to sell some units.
Yes. Well, maybe not for Christmas.
Shift some zeros.
Maybe not for Christmas, that one, but it's in development. So we'll see.
Oh, okay.
There were a couple of announcements, but nothing that I'm interested in, so I'm not going to bother.
That's how we do things around here.
Yeah. Well,
unless we're interested in it, we're not going to be able to talk about it in an exciting way.
Hmm. Well, like you were saying, we're Nintendo fans, we want them to do well, but sometimes they let me down.
Yeah, I know. It's like, we're not angry, we're just disappointed.
Yeah. I mean, that's what made me angry about Wario, because it wasn't a bad game, but it just wasn't what I wanted.
Yeah, it's like our exciting prodigy child that, you know, he's just off the rails. He's bored. He's not been challenged at school, so he's being naughty. He's not doing the work.
Yeah.
And I was in.
Mm-hmm.
Ninty.
Moving on.
TGS. So, TGS. Oh, God. Okay, so Alex is going to TGS?
Yes.
When do you head off?
I leave Thursday at 11 at night. No, Friday.
Oh, yes.
Friday at 11 at night. And I wake up in Shinjuku and get kicked off the bus at 6:40 in the morning.
It's a little bit like really playing the world ends with you.
Well, so I'm hoping I'm going to be near the front of the queue to get in.
Now, I've had a little look online about at the general atmosphere and the buzz at TGS. It's rammed, isn't it?
It's they're expecting well over 100,000 people, I think, each day.
Oh, you're going to have fun.
And they just elbow you out. They are. When Japanese people decide they're going to do something and be rude about it, they're going to be rude. And they will be elbowing you, shoving you, or trying to shove me out of the way. As most of them come up to my elbows, I should be all right. But
you're going to be fine. And so you've got a crew. Could you give tip your hat to the crew?
Yeah, I've got... I don't know if Rob's coming. He was going to come and take photos for me. He might not be now. I've got a friend, Matt, is coming. Maybe a guy I know called Tom might come along. And another guy called Alex, and certainly I'm going to be getting Matt to cover some of the Xbox and PC stuff, because that's what he's most interested in, and I'll hoover up anything else I can find and get his opinions if I don't have a chance.
So you'll be running around the show, picking up the hot news, giving us the first inside look and certain new games with a distinctly Western perspective.
I'm going to be trying to get to things that aren't the big games that are coming out this year. Things like, I mean, if they've got Punch Out or anything up, I'll try and get my hands on that, but I don't think Nintendo's going to have much of a presence there. But it's really going to be me looking for things that aren't the games that have been covered so much, because there's enough coverage out there, frankly.
Sure, it's not hard to find out about certain things, but you're going to be there.
Yeah, and I'm going to be trying to see as much as I can, or at the same time play as much as I can, so it might be a bit tricky.
Think as much as you can.
That'll be after.
I'm going to call you then as well. That's going to be part of the podcast.
But I want to see as much as I can get my hands on. And what I'm hoping is that they're going to have. I mean, the people I'm expecting the big. What was that?
That's Kate Smedley giving me a chat message. That's our mutual friend in Canada. Yes.
Who listens to this podcast, so she'll know.
Oh, okay. Leave me alone, Kate. I'm podcasting.
Later, she'll find out. But I'm hoping that there'll be... Well, obviously, there's going to be a lot of Japanese developers showing their stuff here, as opposed to having gone to America, the smaller companies.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be trying to see as many of those booths as I can, and obviously with the bigger companies you're looking at. Sony has said that they've got, I think, 11 games to be announced.
Wow.
Previously unannounced.
Previously unannounced? 11?
Mm.
Exciting. Exciting.
So I don't know how many of those are going to be full titles or PSN, the download service. Maybe half and half, maybe, I guess.
It's crotch-tinglingly exciting, isn't it? Mm. Is your crotch tingling?
I'm a bit tired for that. Maybe it will.
Maybe in the morning.
Yeah, in the morning, my crotch will be tired. I'll wake up wondering what's going on.
Yeah, don't just roll over.
No. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, obviously, with the PlayStation, you remember? Did you ever play Ico? Did you?
No, never played that.
That would be maybe a bit after you dropped out of gaming for a while there.
Before I was inside.
Ico and Shadow of the Colossus developers, the Ico team from Sony, hopefully one of their games will be there, their newest game. Although, I don't know what the chances are really of that happening. Nothing's been announced, but they said 11 previously unannounced games, so there's no reason that couldn't be one of them.
It's going to throw one in the mix.
Yeah, and if that's there, I'd like to see that. I'm guessing...
Can you get some interviews going? Is that going to happen?
I doubt there's going to be many people there to interview, because the press days are the Thursday and Friday. And as I...
Not even sort of bikini-clad...
Japanese girls.
Slightly disturbing, nubile, slightly too young girls to talk about video games with.
They're probably older than me, they just look younger. Hopefully, I'll do that for you.
Great, nice. I have some questions.
Do that for me anyway.
I might learn a bit of Japanese so I can perhaps do some over-the-air questions as well.
That would be brilliant. Always welcome.
I'm going to have so much fun. So what do you, and can you maybe give us a couple of things you're really looking forward to, like your maybe your top two things you're excited about, whether you know that they're going to be there or not, you know, potentially.
I was all excited about seeing what Nintendo had, because I knew they were going to be I knew they'd been out some big stuff, and I was hoping the DS would be there, and now it looks like they're not going to be, because they just did all these conferences separately.
So you won't actually see a DSi in the flesh, probably.
No. What would be really nice, what I'd actually quite like to see, although I think development's been moved to America, would be Dead Rising 2 from Capcom.
Ah, yes.
Because, I mean, obviously I'm more interested in Resident Evil 5, but everybody knows about that. So
everybody's had that shoved down their big zombie daytime Jamaican throats.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried about it, because I don't like two characters in horror games.
Yes, I saw some discussion about that on 1UP today.
Really?
About whether it dissolves the whole... The notion of the fear, which is what you talked about on your...
Hang on, I talked about that on my blog on 1UP.
Yeah, they're ripping us off. They're listening now.
But it's on 1UP. I mean, I put it on there. I went into the horror game section and started that thread.
Dude, you're going to be working there. You're going to have to put on some weight. you're going to be in that big, sweaty teenage office soon.
San Francisco, no.
San Francisco,
Seattle, dude. Seattle, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Is it Seattle?
Seattle, one of them.
Wherever, there's going to be lattes as big as your head.
I'll go there for that in a second.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're going to be there. So they're ripping us off. One up, ripping us off.
Well, that's the second time they've done it as well, because last time after the beat-em-ups episode, they quoted every single game that we listed.
Yeah, no, that was really creepy. I haven't listened to that. What was it, the 1UP show?
I think it was the... Yeah, I think it was the 1UP show. No, yes, the 1UP
Thieving show. Cunts, what are you playing at? Just give it... We don't mind, but just give us a mention.
That's true. I'd be more than happy with them giving
you
a mention.
Plagiarising bastard spastics.
Either. Well, that's the other problem was, and this is just the zero punctuation. Yahtzee. I was on there. I went on, and I was just finishing my braid.
explaining the levels.
No, not that one. The braid.
The seven worlds.
Stop it! Like, you know, I can't. Every time I say braid, my brain shuts down, and you just. You go at me.
I get the giggles every time I'm reminded of that.
Anyway, I did the three reviews of Braid, Castle Crashers, and Bionic Commando, and the same as I was about to post it, I looked at the zero punctuation, and it was he'd done Castle Crashers and Bionic Commando in the same thing, and I was like, damn it, everybody's stealing my stuff.
Everything's just I don't know if like, you know, when people I understand that Paul Smith does this, the fashion designer, goes to Japan, just takes loads of stuff home with him, just copies it, flogs it to the Western market. Mm. Maybe because of your geographical situation, you're seen as this kind of fashion nugget that no one knows about, so they're just plagiarising you. But thankfully, this is now imbued in history forever, because we're talking about it on recorded podcastery. Yes. So... Screw you, you're going to get justice one day.
So rather than giving Guy and Lee this bottle of vodka, I could just walk... Vodka?
Whiskey, nothing. Whiskey, nothing.
Whiskey, nothing filling the fire.
One for each testes.
Okay.
He's quite big. I've seen him now. He could give you a bit of a fight. That's why I think you should have an arm wrestle.
Did you... I don't know how tall he is, though.
You give him the copy of Metroid if he wins.
Yeah.
Since no one's going to enter.
Evidently. Oh, I haven't checked that for a while. Maybe I'll do that later.
Inundated with job offers. No, it's like the boss.
Unlikely, but here's hoping. Yeah.
Yes.
One other thing I'm looking forward to. So maybe Dead Rising would be fantastic if they could show something to me in that direction. Now, I'm not too interested in RPGs, really, at least not in the Japanese style anymore. I just don't have the time to put in.
Agreed, I'm the same.
So, although I suspect there'll be a lot of that, I'm not expecting much that I'm going to be interested in. So, I guess the other thing I'd have to be really interested in would be something on the Wii. So I've got to think of something good that they're going to bring out on the Wii.
Oh, I don't think it's going to happen to you.
No.
I'm not hopeful. What was that Rare game? Do you remember the Rare game on the GameCube, the blowing up stuff one?
No.
And there was vehicles and your demolition and destruction. Was
on
that GameCube?
On the N64?
N64, yeah, that was it.
The Blast
Corps.
What was
that? Blast Corps. Blast Corps Wii.
Blast Corps Wii would be amazing.
See, I've got all the ideas! I'm tapping my head here.
Yeah.
Not that hard. Nintendo just remake their old games. Yeah. We're not making it hard for them. Well, just telling them which ones to do.
There's some. I mean, you know, obviously, if somebody could come up with Pilot Wings, but that, again, isn't going to happen because...
Some tennis game.
But it's not going to be Nintendo. You've got to think of Nintendo... You've got to think of properties that aren't Nintendo.
Now, yes, okay, like the Rare stuff.
Well, Rare is...
It was ugly crap.
Darren, Rare is owned by Microsoft.
Oh, what? No, I came to this one late. So Rare stuff was crap anyway. Alright.
So, a game...
RC Param?
Nintendo.
I don't know. I see what their problem is. They're going to have to make new games.
Well, so that's for Nintendo, but I mean, just I do know one thing I'd love to see if it's playable.
Any old there, franchise?
No, if it's playable there, I'd love to see. And now I've got to remember the name of it: the black and white Mad World. By Sega. It's one of Sega's second party developers. Black and white Wii game, which looks like something I'd be very interested in playing.
Just is it a comic book style?
Very comic book style, black and white with just yellow writing and red blood and lots. And
I have seen this. It looks fantastic.
Yeah.
It looks amazing. It looks. Yeah, I'm smiling now. It looked really good.
That being a Sega game, I'm hoping that'll be playable and that'll be something I'd really get my hands on.
Yep.
So yeah, that would be exciting to me, certainly. So those are the two. Okay. So apparently now I have two things that I'm really looking forward to seeing. One is Mad World. And the other is hopefully something Dead Rising related that isn't Dead Rising on the Wii chopped to the top. Because
I hope that is served up on a platter with a sprig of parsley for you.
Well, it's coming out.
I think it's going to be a fun trip. I'm excited for you.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I might be going for both days. I don't know yet. I'll see.
Does your girlfriend understand the magnitude of what's going
to
happen?
She doesn't, but she's going to her hometown, so I'm allowed to stay down there till for a while.
Just a slight boys' weekender as well.
Yes, I'm going to see some people there, some old friends. So
it's going to be fantastic.
Should be good.
Yeah.
So it's all eyes down for that.
So this is just a trailer. This is the exciting summer blockbuster teaser trailer.
It is
of the weekend's japes.
Talking of blockbusters. It's actually winter blockbusters for the gaming industry, but it's a scary, scary time for me. I've got four games on pre-order, and I think all three of them come out in the next 2 weeks.
And you're going to have to knuckle down when you get back and start playing some video games.
I am.
Life is hard.
And the thing is, I've got four articles. Well, one article I've written, and three more that I want to post this week before I go to TGS. I want to post. I don't quite know what the plan is. I'm hoping to post each evening of TGS. But I don't know how much I'm going to be able to put out. I'm certainly not going to be sticking to the 150 word limit on this. Or not limit. I'm not going to be strict with my word count. I'm going to keep it short and concise.
Okay.
But if I want to post promptly, I'm not going to be able to stick to that word limit, I think.
You're going to see how they make you feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And go from there. Yeah. And I'm going to feel your way around.
And it is going to be a case of because I do want to keep it concise, I'm going to be talking about the things that excite me the most. Which, of course, because of the kind of kid filled with pixie dust excitement I'll be feeling, will be quite a lot of stuff I'll want to write about. But,
listen to Alex's subdued pre-bedtime voice now, and then compare that in your iTunes library with the next podcast when you have the opportunity.
compare how loud you've got to play my voice now just to hear it, compared to how much you're going to have to crank down the volume.
Yeah, exactly. You know, in science fiction films, when people are injected in the neck with something, I imagine it's going to be a bit like that.
I've got my dad voice on the phone as well. It's different on for some reason. It's different when I use a mic, but if I'm using a phone, I got a dad voice. That kind of yelling to make sure I'm heard because you're in a
yelling Irish voice.
Oh, yeah, because maybe you can't hear me, son.
You're a drunken Irish man in Tokyo. Telling you about video games, how can you not just click download? Just do it. It's going to be great.
I've got to download this one first. But yeah, so coming up, I've got what will I be playing after that? I've got all the Dead Space and Fallout and Halo, not Halo, Fable, and Gears
Fable, of yeah.
2. So I've got those four pre-ordered.
You've got to get Mirror's Edge, Alex. I'm really excited about the game. I know we talked about it before the podcast, but... Mm.
And I've got to get... What was the other one? Left 4 Dead, which is a Valve game that they're releasing, which is a zombie.
Oh, yes, of course. This is a horror game, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm also... I've got to get my hands on, I don't know, lots of other stuff that's coming out. It's an exciting but scary-ass time. To be doing this kind of thing as a hobby, it's a scary ass time.
Yeah, this is when you're really earning not money. Mm. Really, really sucking up your spare time.
Yeah, sucking up my spare time, spending a lot of money on games. And
you're going to be in Seattle in a sweaty office talking about video games being filmed with a massive beard soon, so it doesn't matter. It's going to be worth it.
Yeah, yeah. I'd do that anywhere. I could do it wherever they want me to.
Yeah. The beard, you can do a beard wherever they want.
I got Istanbul for that.
Exactly.
To, yeah, quote Sherlock Holmes. Yeah.
Which we mentioned in the podcast, which you've since discarded.
Well, I might salvage some bits and tuck them in at the end of this.
Sherlock Holmes on the Sega CD.
we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
One day. But I think that's the majority of what we were here to talk about and set up. Anything else, Derek, you can think of?
No, I'd just say, all I'd say is it's the calm before the storm, people.
It is.
Whatever you've got, nail it down. We're coming at you from Tokyo.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yaitai.
Yaitai? Yaitai?
I don't know.
Yata.
It's charming, and that I don't understand. But yeah, it's going to be great.
Where did you hear that, Darren? What were you trying to tell me?
What does Chun-Li say when she wins?
Yata.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Is Japanese, you can't. Even though she's meant to be Chinese.
I didn't know that.
So yeah.
Sounds a bit Georgian as well.
It does. I don't think there's. Yeah. So we're all geared up for that. I've got a lot of games to play coming up soon. There's going to be a lot of things going up on the site this week.
I reckon the next couple of podcasts. This is quite subdued. The next couple of podcasts are going to be insane. Yeah. I've also got an idea about doing location based podcasts.
That'll be good.
Because I can Skype on my phone now.
Ooh, that's a good
So I was thinking about maybe doing a live for me, going to an awful video game shop or arcade in central London.
That'd be good.
And being there and telling you what's going on.
If I could get Skype on my on the phone here, then I could.
You could go to Den Den Town, which is the video games frenzy of a area in Osaka.
Den Den is an abbreviation of Denki.
The Den, which means electricity.
Which means electricity. There you go, you remembered.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the
electricity town. Yeah. And I could go to Tottenham Court Road, which is old English for dirty homeless heroin needle.
Yep.
And we can go. I can go there and go to game, and we can do it from there. I think maybe we could involve people in the shop.
CX started there. You should go there.
It's not there anymore.
It's not. Oh damn.
No, it's gone. But yeah, things have changed. But maybe we could interview some young teenagers and hope they don't steal my phone and all sorts of stuff.
Rather you than me on that good one.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
I should find some people in an arcade out here and do the same thing. That'd be good.
Yeah, high concept podcasts.
Mm.
It's all coming.
Dangerous stuff.
Yeah.
Talking of which, we're still waiting for our iPhone, our iTunes.
iTunes, yeah. What's going on with that? When are we going to be on iTunes?
They said it'd take a while. They said don't try again because we won't answer.
We're not joking, were they? Maybe we'll coincide with the TGS one, who knows?
That would be incredibly
No one will know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on right now. I'm getting tired.
Oh, by the way, if you are listening at home, please write in. Or we'll just stop. If someone doesn't write in, we'll just stop.
Talking of which,
you can
contact us at alex@doofus.net or darren@doofus.net, because I forgot to say at the start that this was the doofus.net podcast, I think.
Yeah, they'll know that though, because they got it from those
sites. You'd hope.
You'd hope. We're giving you a lot of rope here, people. Just send a blank email. please.
And we'll send you nothing because we won't know who you are. We'll send you an answer, a reply.
We'll send you Metroid. We'll send Metroid to my mum.
Yes. Yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Well, that about wraps it up, I reckon. How about you?
It does. Yeah, no, I think we're all done. We're still having personality problems? Identity problems. Identity problems on who's the presenter of this podcast. I still don't know. It's a shame.
Well, I think it's you, but I was just trying to wrap it up for you.
That's fair enough. It's a good idea. I do have to be up in 5 hours.
Well, okay, I'll speak to you at TGS then, Al. Yeah. On the way there, out, on the way back, all of it.
That's right. I was going to say the next podcast will be the Shoot 'em Up podcast, but it won't be. It'll be the TGS podcast.
No, it'll be a Shoot 'em Up podcast in a way. It's going to be frenzied and there'll be orbs.
We're going to get to Shoot 'em Up podcasts sometime, probably in the end of the month.
End of the month. I'm scared because I think Alex wasn't happy and he might fire me. So I'm going to brush up on my Shoot 'em Ups.
Well, we're going to end now. And then I'm going to put in a couple of bits from the Shoot 'em Up podcast that we did have, because some of it was quite funny, but the
brilliant.
Okay, I'm going to look over it again, and if it's good, then I'll hide it on the site, and I will hide it. I'll write Shoot 'em Ups and link to it.
Oh, nice.
On this post.
And this is great. How compromising is this? Hidden podcasts.
I'll hide the podcast. No one's doing this. So it's there. How's that?
All the one-up writers will be scrabbling around now to get material.
So I will write, when I write, do the write-up for this, it's going to say, this was meant to be the Shoot 'em Up podcast, and that will be linked to the awful Shoot 'em Up podcast that we did. And anybody who wants to listen can.
Yeah, can have a listen. It tails off because your girlfriend gets home.
It does. And then I'd had drunk a bottle of red wine, and I was getting very disconnected.
There you have it. There's the reason, folks. Anyway, we'll speak to you at TGS. You'll hear us from there.
Yes, you will. And
have a good week and stay healthy and alive and in fine fettle for our frenzied podcast from Japan.
I don't know if you're talking to me or to anybody who might be listening. For all
everyone, needs to be in good fitness.
Everyone does. Okay. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening. Good night.
Signing out.
Depending on where you are.